This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I hold that in contemplation of universal law and the Constitution, the union of these states is perpetual. Lincoln wants to save the country and the government that gave it birth. It is his first inaugural address, and he is making a philosophical statement about what he calls the vital element of perpetuity. Where does he get these words and ideas about contemplating universal law and states being perpetual? This is not science, not politics, not empirical, not necessarily even logical. And perpetuity is not exactly a breakfast kind of a word. If he were a theologian, he'd have used the word eternal. But as a philosophical lawyer, he picks the word he knows best, perpetual. When a legal entity is formed by mutual consent of the people legally chosen to make it into law, then there is no way to undo what they have done except through the mutual consent of the people who created the union in the first place. Only law can undo the law. Or to put it simply, Massachusetts did not agree with South Carolina that they could leave the Union, and neither did a majority of the founding states, nor the new ones added. So in his first speech to the country, in this crucial period of this crucial part of this speech, Lincoln talks about an idea, not about facts. Here he is not making an argument to save the country by making practical statements. He is making an intellectual statement. In fact, a somewhat mystical idea about union being something that once created cannot be undone except by all the creators. There is something natural, organic, almost biological about this. Once the egg has been fertilized, you can't unchicken it unless you destroy it all. Now, in the spiritual life of Lincoln, which is our purpose here, we look to how and where Lincoln came up with this idea that he could talk about philosophical notions, universal law, the Constitution, and perpetuity. We know Lincoln did not go to Harvard or Yale. In Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick, the young hero Ishmael says that the ocean going to sea was his Harvard and Yale, and so was the prairie and the frontier for Lincoln. We know also that he was not a believing Christian, so how and why did he come by such an idealistic way of looking at things? Once upon a time, this bony, muscular boy grew up in the woods. A land covered with heavy timber, oaks, beeches, ash trees, 40 to 50 feet high, and trunks 3 and 4 feet in diameter. One sycamore tree was 18 feet in diameter and 65 feet in circumference. The Indian Territory and then the state of Indiana was a vast forest, larger than New England. A few years before the Lincolns arrived in Indiana, a hurricane had cut through this forest and left a 5-mile swath of devastation. Lincoln would see that and the new growth coming up. And Lincoln, when he was 7 years old, was given his first axe. And there were animals and birds, not like anything we know. John James Audubon lived 40 miles away and traveled to the area that Lincoln lived, and traveled as a man with a strange box of pencils and colored drawings in his knapsack and with a gun and a dog. Colorful birds, the Carolina parakeet, 13 inches long, vivid head and throat of yellow, then green, but a forehead of orange-red and a white ivory beak, flocks of them, and clouds of passenger pigeons and animals galore, deer, antelope, bear, wolves, groundhogs, hares, wildcats, squirrels, mink, weasels, skunks, raccoon, possums, and livestock, cows and horses. And there were books, the Dilworth Reader with poems and stories, first with monosyllabic words like, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep," and sayings like, "No man may put off the law of God," and Bible stories and Bible passages, and a huge family Bible that still exists. It was in this kind of environment that Lincoln's mind was awakened to life and to ideas. One biographer has the following words as chapter titles for the young life of Lincoln. Chapter titles: wonder, imagination, sympathy, loyalty, ambition, admiration, reverence, action, romance, idealism, adventure, awareness, independence. This was the home and the school that Lincoln grew up in. This was the kind of landscape he came from, and from this kind of ground, background, mysteriously, he spoke to a dividing nation about such things as law, universal law, and laws that last in perpetuity, as maybe do all ideals, lighting us down in honor, ourselves, to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.